Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
We are getting so close to Christmas. 6 days from now, it'll be Christmas Day. I'm not going to be in here on Christmas Day, just so you know. I'll be here Christmas Eve, but not Christmas Day. I'm Andy Griffin. Welcome to the show. Nanette Billings is here. She's as mayor of Hurricane, Utah.
Thanks
and
for having
me. Mayor Thursday. Hi, Nanette. How are you?
Great. Good day.
Yeah, and no stalkers from your bake with the mayor at my house kind of thing?
No stalkers.
You came out of there. Okay, good. I was a little worried about you.
No, it was
your
perfect.
But that's a testament to how cool we are. Honestly, I've said this before on the show, people told me not to get my own personal cell phone number out because I get all kinds of weirdos and stalkers and stuff, and hasn't happened. I give my cell phone out every single day on this show.
Yeah.
No problem.
I give my number out. I feel like if I'm not accessible, what kind of leader are you if people can't get a hold of you?
Exactly. You said it good. Now you've got some building projects going on right now with the city. Tell us about those to start off the show.
I guess what we're going to talk about maybe infrastructure because
the gym first. That's just underway, right?
So we have a new 4-court gym.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's just getting started. So we finished a 2-court gym just a few months ago.
Right.
And it's working. It's just like a little beehive on a Saturday with all the kids coming in to all their games, and it's just so nice. It's right across from there. So by our swimming pool, by this 2-court gym, we have a 4-court gym going in.
And that's just now starting to be built.
Correct. And Greater Zion, they contributed $2 million towards this.
Whoa.
Yes. And so it's going to be a great facility that will have 4 courts, so total 6, so we'll be able to have some tournaments and have people come in for volleyball, pickleball, indoor basketball tournaments. And the groundwork, all the underground is being done right now. And within this next week or so, we'll be starting on the slab. And the building will go up. It will go vertical pretty quick.
So is it set up where there's maybe some stands and people will be able to watch games?
Yeah. We'll actually have a mezzanine and a walking track above.
Oh, nice.
So we'll have some stands above and below. And it will be 4 courts. And it's going to be a great facility. It'll be done by August. So for next volleyball and basketball season, we'll have it ready to go for all of our rec kids and
really cool.
practices. And people can get in to enjoy it.
By the way, I don't know if you heard last night, speaking of Hurricane and basketball, the Hurricane Tigers beat Dixie last night, which if you followed Region 9 basketball in the last decade or two, you know that Dixie has been kind of the big dog, right? And Hurricane has been kind of the underdog. And so for them to win, and not only win, they blew them out. They won by 13.
Adam Stout is doing a fantastic job as coach.
Yeah. RJ Hurst had 19 points last night in the win. So congratulations to the Tigers.
Thank you. I wish I could take credit for something like that. We have good people, but I'm grateful that Hurricane's doing well.
Sure.
Another thing on the gym, I'll just say that if people want to get in there it's so great when kids can get in a place to actually practice and have a facility to improve their skills. And right now our 2-court gym, people can go in from 6 a.m. to 11 and then from 2 to 10 p.m. So you can go in for $1. So it makes so that people can
open play, just go in. And
I mean, it costs $8 or $10 to go to a movie. You can go practice and stay as long as you want and actually get good at something for $1.
Very, very cool. Yeah. And I think, I'm one of those that believes getting out and doing stuff is important anyway. You know, every hour spent on the basketball court is an hour not spent on your phone, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays. So.
Yeah, and it's so good for kids to get exercise and good for us. Good for us to get out. And I've taken my grandkids there several times just to practice skills, shoot around. We've played pickleball. There's a lot. You can just go in and say, I want to set up this or we want to practice with a basketball. They have all of the equipment there. So it's good.
I remember playing basketball one time, and this guy showed up. He lived in the neighborhood. He just wanted to shoot around and play a little bit with us. So he showed up. He had jeans and a button-down shirt, a plaid shirt on, and not he had sneakers on, but they weren't basketball shoes. Okay. They were just sneakers, and he was from Canada. And which, I don't know what that has to do with it, but he's from Canada. And we were all in our gym shorts, you know, and he showed up, and he was like, hey, you mind if I play a little bit with you guys and shoot around? We're like, yeah, well, you know, whatever. And we figured it wasn't going to be very good. He pulled out this old-school skyhook like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he was deadly with that thing. It was kind of fun to play with it. He still lives here in town. I'm not going to say who he is, but
awesome.
That was pretty cool. I think, like I said, I feel like, and one of the reasons I love pickleball so much too, Nanette, is it's participation. It's you want to go, you just have fun. You go out and just have fun, and it doesn't matter if you're really good or really bad or whatever. You just go out and have fun.
And we do have some pickleball. We have the nets. You can just go set them up quick, and it's super fast. So it's awesome. And I know people, they have their preference of outdoor or indoor, but when it's cold and windy, it's a fun place to go.
Yeah.
And people, I see in there all the time.
And I'm not going to condemn indoor pickleball. I've played indoor pickleball. It's a little bit different because the ball kind of skips instead of bounces. Yeah. But once you get used to it, it's just as fun as outdoor pickleball.
Sure.
Every bit is fun. So... all right. Target date, you said about August on the new one?
They have their schedule, and they've been on schedule, and it is. It's August, so it will be online, the other four courts, and we have some we have plans to make sure that we're playing volleyball and basketball and those with our youth. So it'll be good.
Do you feel like, since you've been mayor and involved in the leadership of the city, do you feel like obviously you do, it's a stupid question, but why, I guess, would be the answer. Do you feel like Hurricane is making progress in the right direction?
I do. And I guess, you know, budgets are about priorities. And so what you prioritize is where you spend your money. And we have focused a lot of our money on our youth, making sure that our youth councils are getting leadership. They're going to be our leaders. They are going to be our leaders. Yes. And so, we put a little bit of money into robotics with STEM. In fact, it's pretty awesome. Our high school robotics club has come to our city, and they took second. They first in the state, and then they second in the nation in Dallas.
Wow.
And pretty amazing that all of the awards that have come out of it. But we had two of the kids that went into the it's called Star Tech. I'm trying to remember, but they took first and second in the state just as mathematic. And so they go in and do all kinds of activities with, and they won. And so we have some really good kids that are coming out in our math and science and computer technology and they and that whole STEM program. We need more people in that industry to help support where we're moving forward as a nation. And it's not as much just brick and mortar. It's we've got a lot of online and a lot of things that are needing to be developed that need to have that industry enhanced with smart people.
By the way, one of my favorite Hurricane residents is Chris Homer. He is the principal at Career Tech.
Yes, he is.
Even though that's not in Hurricane, he's a Hurricane guy. And you have Hurricane kids coming headed out to Career Tech.
We do. Yeah.
So that was very cool. And I think this world needed a little bit of a rethinking of how our kids are going to fit into the future. Because we had, when I was a kid, probably when you were a kid too, you know, go to college. That's the only career, the only path to success is to go get that college degree. And in a way, it was a little bit of a disservice to kids who maybe didn't feel right in college. It didn't fit right.
Especially if they got loans and they were coming out of college in debt. And then the percentage is very high. It's like 70-something percent that kids don't even stay in their field to work.
Right.
And so they go in and get a degree, and then they're not even working in that field, and they owe all this money. And so, and I'm not saying college is bad. We actually are really grateful for people that are experts in their field, for many fields. But there's also, for a child that's not going to maybe finish, that hopefully they're encouraged to get some kind of a certificate or find an enhanced way that they will be able to be proficient at something and get a job that they're interested in and they can become really good at and be able to move, you know, move forward with their family financially, because really that's the answer, not having the debt and thinking that that's the only answer, because that's not the only answer. But there's a lot of people that we still need our doctors. We still need people go to school and engineers.
Well, and you and I have college degrees, and we're glad we do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have a friend, best friend in high school, and he never did go to college. He got a job working, I think, in McDonnell Douglas or one of those, you know, up north. And he's been with them for 40 years, and he makes good money, a lot more money than I make, as a matter of fact. Never went to college. He is the director of quality control at McDonnell Douglas. I mean, I said, never went to college.
My husband and I were in college in Cedar at SUU, and he was going out in geology. And I remember one day saying to him, "What are you planning to do with this?" And he said, "I haven't decided." And right after that, he actually got into financial services, and he has been a financial advisor for 37, 38 years, done very well for our family. He's really good at what he does in helping families with budgets and stuff. Yeah. And when I was talking to him about this specifically about geology and college and what he was planning on doing, he goes, "I don't know, but I know that whatever it is, I can find something that I'm going to like." Because we can go to the mountain and the topography, he can figure out how to get from here to here. He can look at it and say, "This would be a good place for a reservoir." I mean, there's a lot of things that you learn when that's the field that you go out in. And he's really good at that. And he's done that on our own property. He knows those kind of things. But if you have to get a degree and work somewhere, I'm glad if people love it. That's the important part. You're going to be doing it every day. Do something that you love. And so, anyway, helping kids, that's probably one of my bigger goals. But all of those things come back to, we want to make sure that families can thrive in Hurricane. And so as you look at the infrastructure and making road connections, and I was telling you that we have a lot of new businesses coming into town, and people want to keep that small town charm. I do. But people don't want to have to just drive to St. George to get their needs as well. Right. And so if you have a Home Depot or Lowe's, or you have another Target, or you have another Sam's Club or Costco or Walmart or Smith's or any of those awesome, those basic needs that we need, it just makes it. And we have all of those. We have those coming to Hurricane right now.
So I lived in Hurricane in the mid to late 90s.
Right.
And honestly, I mean, we had Lynn. That was the only grocery store in Lynn in Hurricane at the time.
It was Clifton's when I was a kid.
Yeah, that was gone by the time I was there. But so if we wanted to do a big shop, would go into St. George. You kind of had to. Or if you wanted to go clothes shopping or whatever, you had to go into St. George. But you say things have changed now. Things are different.
They have changed.
Tell us how and what's different.
Well, and part of it is a little bit of the neighborhood commercials coming, like on Sand Hollow Road, mm-hmm. on 3400 across from our Walmart. The infrastructure's coming in, so you have the ability to have those stores come in, and several of them have committed to come into the area that I've just talked about, those stores. And so it's going to be that Dixie Springs or Sand Hollow or Marla, those areas, Pecan Valley, that they won't have to all cross SR9 or go into town. They will be right there, and not as much traffic on SR9. That's the only place we have traffic is on SR9.
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately, it goes right through the middle of your town.
Yeah, it does.
And so when there's traffic, you know, and by the way, I'm friends with, and I forget his first name now, Thompson, the pecan farms. I knew him. He was in our neighborhood, mm-hmm. Way back when we lived up there. I like pecans. You know what's weird? I like pecans, but I like walnuts.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's a weird thing, because they're almost the same, kind of. They taste different, but and that's why I like pecans and nuts. All right, tell us, you got a Walmart now. What are some of these new businesses that are coming in that you can think of just off the top of your head?
Well, committed, I mean, there's several that are committed, but they're, like, I just named a bunch, and I can't say which ones yet because they...
Oh, you're
but
killing
I'm
tell, me.
No, but I'm saying, like a Home Depot and a Lowe's, like, I mean, there's a footprint for a store like that.
Okay.
A Target or a Smith's.
Or one of those.
I would say, like a Sam's Club or Walmart. There's, I mean, we've got some committed restaurants.
Yeah.
We have food committed restaurants. There's a Cafe Rio going right in by the Ace Hardware right now. Uh-huh. We've got a Jersey Mike's that's going in by the Walmart currently.
There are Mike's too, but that's different.
Mountain Mike's is there and they're doing great.
Nick Lawrenson,
I love him. Yeah. I was talking to him the other day and when he was bringing in the Mountain Mike's, he had me, we were talking about the economic impact and how their particular pizza was going to be different than maybe others. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm trying to get him to come here and recognize not just the rooftops, because the corporate was saying, no, you don't have enough rooftops to actually have a Mountain Mike's here. And he actually talked to them about the fact that we have SR9 and all the visitors for Sand Hollow, for the Sand Dunes, for Zion National Park, all of the Grand Canyon, Lake Powell, how they travel through here to go to those other destinations. And he was trying to convince them, and they actually came out and looked at this place, and he sent a video and showed them the area. And they ended up saying, okay, we'll do it. Well, I just got an email from him about a week ago, and it said, their Mountain Mike's is the number one Mountain Mike's outside of California. There's 260 Mountain Mike's pizzas, and theirs is the number one. The only, I mean.
That is good to hear.
And he said most Mountain Mike's will do about 1.1 million. They're at 1.6.
That's amazing.
And
he
is such a good community member. He puts money back into our schools. Yeah, he helps with a lot of community events. He recognizes that the bread and butter is the community that's there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He is really, really very generous. And so I really appreciate him. And we want to have more businesses come in that are hometown and that are able to, you know, meet the needs of our residents.
I will say this too about Mountain Mike's. We went there once and got one of their mountain pizzas, the big one, the 30 whatever inch one.
Huge, and they cut into about 100 pizzas.
And I, you know, we had like 9 or 10 people there, and I thought, is this going to be enough food? Oh my gosh, it was way more than enough food. These pizzas are gigantic, and I only could eat one piece because it was so big. Mountain Mike's is cool, and Nick's a good guy. Like you said, really community involved. I actually met him at Chamber of Commerce. Yeah.
And he was the president for a couple of years, and he's a good person. But.
So good to see good things happening. I know you have to wait the balance, small town feel, the traffic situation. Don't want too many cars, but with growth comes that kind of thing.
It comes back to that constitutional right. If it's in the zone that they're allowed, because that's where the council said, we're keeping commercial right here, we're going to have this to be planned development, or this is going to be residential, or whatever it is in the zone. If they have it, their constitutional right is they can develop it. And we just have to make sure that the impact of that, the development costs aren't on the current residents, that it goes back to development has to pay for development. And that's really been the key. Hurricane City, like as far as the officials that are helping with that, with our council, they're making sure that it's not coming back on the residents, that the citizens are going to be paying for new development. Excuse me, development's going to be paying for new development.
Right.
That's going to come back to the citizens. So.
I asked Michelle Randall, the mayor of St. George, this question, and she didn't think it was possible, but I'll ask you. So with her, I said, Desert Color out there, I mean, it's a little ways out there. That's still technically St. George City. I said, do you ever see Desert Color incorporating, becoming their own city? And she said, I just don't, because it's so expensive and there's so much involved with being your own city. Do you ever see Dixie Springs or Sand Hollow or any of those outlying places ever becoming their own cities, or do you think it'll always be Hurricane?
Yeah, they won't. I mean, our city still, that infrastructure is the city owned. They're being supplied power, water. It's no.
It'll always be Hurricane.
Yeah. Now, the power right there is Dixie Power, but just north of Dixie Springs is Hurricane City Power. And so, but I'm just going to say the water is supplied by Hurricane City, which it was annexed. Dixie Springs was built while it was in the county, and it was annexed into Hurricane. So do I see it coming back? No, I don't.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, how long ago was that?
Oh, several years ago, probably in 2006 or something.
Oh, okay.
A long time ago.
Almost two decades ago, then. Okay.
And it's awesome when you take on somebody else's infrastructure and it's not built up to your standards. And now we've had to replace. The replacement cost, some of the HDPE pipe that has been put in is bad pipe. And we have water leaks, and we have to pay for water leaks and replacement costs. replacement of infrastructure is very, very expensive. So we have to make sure that things are built to a good standard so that you're not having those kind of issues.
Now, Washington City was pretty proud of the fact that they have these fancy new water meters, real-time. I can't remember the word for them.
AMI.
Yeah, those things.
And they're metered so that you know exactly.
You know if there's a leak or something. It's really good for finding that. Is Hurricane headed that way?
No, we are. We're there.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing it.
And how much of the city right now has those?
All of our city has it on the residential culinary, and our secondary is on the from the bluff, so the Virgin River up on the cliff, all the way to Gould's Wash, because that's already a pressurized irrigation system that started in 91. All of that has it. But we're putting in a second, the secondary line from Gould's Wash to 1500 South and from the Hurricane Cliffs, which is about 60 East over to 1760 West. That whole area will have them because we're putting that secondary irrigation system in right now. We have two phases of that.
To me,
only approved one, but right now, but yes.
With the technology, and sometimes we have to wait for technology, but now with the technology there, I think these things are extremely crucial.
Sure.
Because I know there were people for years that had a leak. They didn't know they had a leak.
Yeah.
They didn't know this is what the water bill is.
It goes in the ground, and they're not even familiar with it.
Creates a sinkhole. You never know what might happen.
Correct.
So, and now they can tell that. And in fact, I know a couple of people were telling me they didn't know, they saw it, and they were able to go in and isolate, figured out where it was, and end up, they couldn't believe how low their water bill was because they, all these years, had been paying for a leak they didn't know about. So glad technology is getting there, and I'm glad you've embraced it. That's awesome.
Well, and it goes into the aquifer, and we're pulling it out of our wells, but it's still, no one wants to pay for water they're not using. So that's the AMI metering is for that.
For sure. I've got to get a break in, Nanette. When I come back, though, I'm going to ask you a question. I'll let you think about it during the break, and you can answer it. A few months ago, I asked Michelle Randall, and I asked Chris Staley. I don't think I ever asked you if you could, if there were one or two things that you wish Hurricane had, if you could, and it doesn't matter how big or where, if you just could make that thing happen in your city, what would it be? We'll let you think about it during the break. Right now, we're going to check weather.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
Welcome back. If you would like to talk with Mayor Nanette Billings of Hurricane City, give us a call today, 673-5890. That's area code 435-673-5890. As always, I will take your text. This is my personal cell phone, 435-467-5842. We were scheduled to maybe hear from Mike Lee for a few minutes today, but Mike Lee got called into a meeting. He's on the I might have to look it up. He's on a committee, and they had a meeting today. Let's see if I can find the name of the committee. There we go. Yeah, Chairman of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee.
Yeah.
Now, he's the chairman. You think as a chairman he could go, I got a radio spot. We're not going to do the meeting right now. But
nope, you have to run the meeting.
It doesn't
you're
work
the chairman.
That way.
That's exactly right.
So, anyway, I appreciate Nanette coming in today and being a part of it. We were just comparing notes on our kids and grandkids. I have five kids. You have five kids.
I have five
grandkids. You have seven grandkids. You're a little bit ahead of me.
We're not keeping score.
Just barely,
yeah. I just love who I have.
Well, and your oldest is a couple years older than my oldest. Yeah. So that's why. That we'll do the math that way.
That's right.
So, but grandkids are incredibly fun.
They're the best. My husband actually made a comment, and it's kind of a not that funny one. He said, if I would have known how great grandkids were, I would have had my kids get pregnant in high school. And I said, no, you wouldn't.
No,
that's terrible.
Then yeah,
he said, no, I do.
Willie, what are you talking about?
He wouldn't, but, you know, absolutely we're happy where we're at, and we love the family. We're grateful for our people.
I know this is a little sentimental, but I saw something online that said the reason we love our grandkids so much is they remind us of our kids when they were that age.
Yeah.
Only we don't have to change our diapers if we don't want to. But,
I don't even mind diapers.
Yeah.
But it's so great.
It is a reminder of raising your kids. One of the hard things is, and this is not an indictment against my kids or yours,
sure,
But you, as a grandparent, have very little control on how they're being raised on, in a lot of ways. And right. So you just kind of have to sit back and go, well, I wouldn't have done it that way, but whatever, you know.
I'm really grateful for my kids and what they're doing. They're good parents.
Good answer, yes. Good answer. They can hear you. My kids are up north.
My kids are not listening to this, no, I guarantee. Okay. They're busy doing their own things, but they are good parents. I'll say that.
We asked Mayor Billings a question before we went to break and told her what she could think about it. So I'll ask it again now, Mayor. You're like Bewitched, right? You can wrinkle your nose and boom, you can make one or two or three things happen in Hurricane City that it doesn't have right now. What would they be?
Probably say the number one, I would do connections, more roads to get to and from places, because like from Hurricane proper to Dixie Springs is a good example. But that road's going to cost $40 million to come off the cliff.
So the matter isn't that it can't be done, but that it's going to be really expensive.
It's just very expensive. Mm. But we need connections, because that makes, I look at St. George and the way it's developed. Not that I'm trying to expand our city. It's just we have development that's gone from the center out here and out here and out here. And so now to get to those places from just one road on SR9, it makes so all your traffic goes in one direction. Yeah, that is very hard. But if you look at Sunset and Bluff and River Road and Riverside Drive and Red Cliffs Drive, and you look at the outline and how you can move around rather than just going on the boulevard. But when I was a child, the boulevard was the only option. And then they built diagonal.
She's been around a long time.
Yeah, well, Diagonal was like, oh, that's another option to get to the other side of the Santa Clara and Ivins instead of having to just go down the boulevard. And so it is important to have connections. That's one. Probably another is a great big, I'm going to say, a place that you can gather. We have a facility downtown for Peach Days, but something even big that you could have indoors. But then again, you're talking about funding, so that's, wiggling my nose or snapping my finger, right? That's the way we're talking about this. This isn't going to happen because it's just so expensive. This would come from some kind of private industry to have something like the Dixie Center where you can have people come gather, have a place for people, for conferences and for your people to have Peach Days and those kind of events, which are really awesome. But right now we have a great facility and I'm super grateful for where we are. The people that preserved where our school was to have our city purchase to have that property. It's been historically beautiful property. But probably another one I'm thinking of is just facilities for recreation, more soccer fields, more of those in other areas. Right now we've got a few, but they're in one side of town and we don't have as many parks and facilities for those.
And back to the roads thing. Yeah. You can only get there one way.
Yes.
And
but just the cost of those kind of things. People want to be outside, but sometimes it's inconvenient to come out of your neighborhood. But if it's in your neighborhoods, then it makes it easier. But anyway, those are like a wish list, I guess.
Kind of cool. Yeah. You went, when I asked the other mayors about this, they were a little less realistic. They were like, yeah, let's magically have this or that or the other thing. And you were like, yeah, I want these things that are realistic, but they're expensive.
Yeah.
So, but
we stay within a budget.
Yeah.
And we only fund what we're, and then we save. We're saving for a swimming pool to get covered. And we're saving because when you can pay for it, then you can build it.
It's a fascinating thing about Utah in general, southern Utah especially, that we actually live on a budget. We actually make the two ends meet, which if you look at the federal government, they don't even try anymore. They've given up making ends meet a long time ago, and hopefully Vivek and Elon will take care of some of that.
I'm hoping they do. Families and businesses have to run on one. Our government should too, and it should be no different, and there shouldn't be any kind of stretch with where we have to even have the thought, well, we should raise a tax. It should come back to what can we pay for? We already are charging something. I mean, when I have to say that, that's absolutely. I mean, we've gone from a non-taxing country to a taxing country.
Big time.
We are a big taxing country. It should not be increased.
I did some math on my paycheck the other day. And in my figuring, and I used a calculator so I didn't have to trust my own brain only, about 32% of my my check goes right to taxes.
Yeah.
32%. And that's almost a third.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Well, the number is May, what is that, May 5th or 10th that is your freedom day? Because
oh,
all
I don't
the rest
hear
of
that.
Times you're taxed. I'm like, that's a lot of the
that
year you're
is.
Paying for taxes.
Yeah.
So
the
it's
first
ridiculous.
The government gets the first 5 months, we get the rest, I guess. I don't like to hear that at all. Okay. Nanette, I asked you a question before the break and let you think about it. I'm going to do it again this time. We got another commercial break. I'm going to ask you, what are the three biggest challenges, three biggest problems, three biggest things you got to face in Hurricane?
Okay.
We'll get her answer after this timeout.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Hey, good morning, Q947 on KDXU. Nanette and I were just talking about a couple things we have in common. We both drive a Toyota Tundra. We both have five kids and multiple grandkids, although you're ahead of me on the grandkids, 7 to 5. But and we love our trucks. We really love our trucks, right?
They haul what we need to and take us where we want to go.
Yeah. I've had mine actually just about a year, maybe a little less than a year. A year ago, my wife and I had planned this trip to go to Moab up, what's the name of the pass? Anyway, it's a rugged dirt rock pass. And I had a little Ford Maverick, and I saw some of the drop-offs and ruts and stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to take this Maverick there because it's going to get beat up and maybe not even make it. So I got the Tundra. I didn't get it for the trip, but I got it because I wanted it, but it handled that trip really well. And
that's awesome.
So great vehicle. Love the Tundra.
Well, my Tundra, Willie was actually the bishop of our ward, and he had taken the youth down to San Diego, and he was on a trip, and my daughter had wrecked my car.
Oh.
And he was going to be gone a week, and I went to Salt Lake because somebody had it for sale, and I bought it without him.
Surely you told him about it beforehand.
I did. I called him and said, hey, I found a really great deal on this truck. And he says, will you FaceTime me when I got there? And when I got there, he wasn't available, and I bought it without him.
So, all right. That's okay.
It's been a great truck.
Better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Hey, I wasn't asking for permission. I was just showing him how awesome it was.
All right, Hurricane has some issues. What are the biggest issues in your mind, Mayor, that Hurricane is facing? And again, we're down to about 10 minutes. That Hurricane's facing right now, though.
For sure, infrastructure. That's absolutely one that we're facing. But we're also working on it as well. So on SR7, we're working on all of the easements with landowners so we can put our utilities there. We need our power and water to loop so that it goes out to these new developments.
Okay.
And then water. We're drilling three wells right now. We're in the process of doing the secondary irrigation from Gould's Wash to 1500 South. We are in the process of a new 2 million gallon water tank, which will go out to bid in just a couple of weeks. We almost are ready to do that. We really have our engineer that's worked through this project, the process, and it will go out to bid soon.
So let me interrupt you for a second. So we're talking about power and water to get to, say, a subdivision. So if someone buys some land and builds a subdivision out Dixie Springs or Santa, wherever, it's their responsibility for the infrastructure in the subdivision, right?
That's
but it's
correct.
Your responsibility as a city to get that.
That's
to
what
them.
Impact fees pays for.
Is okay.
However, some of it isn't even just that. It's just like one home was built here and then another home, and then you have 500 houses now in areas that weren't subdivisions, and we
right.
have that. But now we don't have the pressure for fire. And so the fire suppression, it's not that pressure is not being met. And so, and then you don't have enough, like a substation, and you don't have enough power that can be energized to that area so that you have. So all of those things. But we're working on infrastructure. You said, what's the challenges? And it's definitely infrastructure and then roads.
So you're going as fast as you can. It's just that, you know, you're trying your hardest to keep up is what it is. Okay.
Probably number two, I'm going to say, is zoning. It's difficult. People don't want zones to change. And the council last couple of years has been really united on this. They don't want to have people change their zone because the neighbors knew what it was. They knew what it was when they bought the property.
Right.
And so zoning is a bigger issue. But also other people in the city knowing that, being educated to know what they can do in zoning, because they'll feel like, hey, why are they able to do this? Well, because it's allowed. And so there hasn't really been a lot of zone changes while I've been the mayor, because our council's just said they can stay within the zone they're at. But people understanding what that zone means and what their neighbors are allowed to do, sometimes people are frustrated with that, and I'll say, well, if you don't like it, you buy that property, because it's their property. They get to choose what they do with it because they're within their zone. So that's probably... And it's hard to have people reach out to you all the time on that issue. And I have a lot of people reach out to me. As you talk to them, after you talk to them, they kind of understand, but still sometimes people aren't very happy about it, even if they understand it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But that's the constitutional right you have to own property, is develop it in within that zone.
So how much in Hurricane do the, okay, I own a piece of land, mm-hmm. and I want to put a 30-foot tall metal warehouse on my land. It's zoned residential, so maybe I put a little corner of the warehouse, I'll put a little apartment. Is that allowed?
No, because metal buildings are not, but 35 feet is our maximum. 35. And most homes are 30, like you have a two-story house, and most of them will be 25 to 35, but 35 is the max. so those are, and it is allowed to put a 35-foot house. You can build one.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
But metal buildings, there you have to get a conditional use. There's a couple of...
My sister-in-law has a house with a large building kind of in the backyard-ish, mm-hmm. and it is mostly a workshop, a very large workshop. It has an apartment in it, but that's legal.
That is.
Okay. She's not in Hurricane. She's up north. But.
Yeah, and that's one way that the Hurricane, especially the council, they figure that that's a good way to help solve the affordable housing, mm-hmm. is it's right on your property. You decide who lives there, you make the decision. It's your land, you get to build something, but it also helps so someone else can have a place to live. But it's only one. And we do have the ordinance that if you have at least 0.8 of an acre, so almost an acre, more than 3/4 of an acre, that you could have two. But one can be short-term or long-term, or both can be long-term, but they can't both be short-term. So it's not just that you can become a hotel or, you know, that kind of a short-term recreation resort with many.
Okay, infrastructure and zoning. What was number three?
Number three, I'm going to say within staffing, most of our staffing within the city, they have two or three responsibilities, which I'm fine with people being busy. I'm totally good with that. But I'm going to say it's difficult to not have maybe the money to compete and to keep people all the time, because people do, and we have a lot of our staff that have stayed for many years, and I'm really grateful. But I know police officers, they've gone to other cities, but we have a lot of our officers, especially our sergeants, that have been with our city for 12, 14, 16, 17, 20 years. And so we're keeping people, but probably just the raises and the staffing to meet with for the inflation. Yeah, the inflation factor. And we run a tight ship. We don't have a lot of positions open, and we have people fulfilling that. But if you look at how many permits you're getting in, our engineering department can't keep up with what's being requested of them. And so that's where some of the new state laws, where they're saying, hey, if you can't get this turned around in 14 days, then we're going to fine you. It's hard, because if you can't have your people reviewing and getting things back to the developer or back to a homeowner, it's difficult.
That's tough,
yeah. So we're doing the best we can.
Okay. We're down to about 4 minutes left. I joked with Mayor Staley about Trader Joe's. I honestly, Nanette, I'm going to tell you, this was maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I emailed the Trader Joe's people and I said, what is it going to take to get one in St. John? I'm just curious. And they gave me some really specific numbers. And I think the number they threw at me, if I recall, was you have to have a $500,000 in the region. Well, we're not anywhere close to that. We're about half that. And I said, that's fine. I'm glad you have these numbers, but remember that we are a tourist destination. We have state parks and national parks and all kinds, Lake Powell. We have all this stuff right here. So we get, on any given weekend, we're double or triple the population. So will you ever put a Trader Joe's down here? And their answer was maybe. So, in any word from anyone from Trader Joe's at all? Have you heard anything?
They have not, but we have reached out. So we'll see. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I mean, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you mentioned Mountain Mikes, and they had population requirements, too. And look at what they're doing. Yeah. I mean, they're kicking butt, you know?
They are, and they're making money, and they're providing jobs for our community and a good service, and people want that.
I think Trader Joe's would do the same. I think that they would be community involved. I think they would be busy all the time. Heck, I'd go there once a week or so, maybe more. But at this point, no news, I guess, from Trader Joe's. I don't know. Is there a sense of competition between Hurricane and St. George and Washington City to get some of these? I mean, Washington City's so proud. They got a Winco coming in, which is really cool.
Well, to be honest, you want to be able to have those in your city for the tax revenue.
Mm-hmm.
But more than anything, it's the location of those make a difference because you want to be able to have a lot of places kind of close together, but it's okay to have them separated too. If you're having a Costco close to Santa Clara and Ivins, it's going to help the people in that area the same as if you have something like a Costco, Sam's Club in Hurricane. Right. It's going to help all the people that are on the east side of the county.
One, Sam's Club.
To come in. That is the other one.
I think we need Sam's Club here. I understand. Right. I guess there's going to be a Costco down there in exit 2 maybe or something like that.
Yeah.
But what about Sam's Club? I know they had actually talked about moving into Washington City. This was like 15, 20 years ago, and the negotiations fell apart for the property and everything. We seem pretty ripe for a Sam's Club, and Hurricane would be a great location. Huh?
Yeah, really. It would.
Calendar things, Mayor, we have 1 minute left. Anything on the calendar that we need to know about coming up in Hurricane in the next couple of weeks?
Not in the next 2 weeks. We just did Reads Across America. It was beautiful. We had 575 veterans that we put wreaths on their graves at our cemetery. It was a beautiful. We talked about our new Veterans Memorial Park. We're just putting up the pavilion. We're putting up the slab for the pavilion right now. So anyway, it's just really it's coming along.
How close? We had hoped November didn't happen.
Oh, no. We
hoped January.
Yeah, we just barely got all the granite just came in from the port not very long ago. So we're still in the process of building and we're taking donations. So if people want to go into the Hurricane City office and pay, if they pay at least $500, we'll put their name on the donation board.
Well, we're so grateful to all those that have already volunteered. I mean, you mentioned the dozens of people who have given money, time, machinery, equipment, whatever. It's pretty awesome.
It's been beautiful. Thanks, Andy.
Mayor, it's always a pleasure to have you on. It sounds like Hurricane is in good hands and headed in the right direction. Now, if we could just fulfill that wish list, everything would be perfect.
That's right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Open lines tomorrow. Mello will be here. We'll talk to you then.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.